you can't ever be overly upset about a 23-point win. I guess that's first things first, right?
Now, I guarantee you, we're thrilled, and we're glad to get it, and we're very happy about it. And if we ever get to the point where we're going to critique 30-7 wins, I guess we've getting a lot better.
But I guess that's the next point, though, because I'm sure you have a lot to critique from this game with the guys.
Well, we did. I told the players that we got to have high standards, whether we're playing Mississippi, Auburn, or Eastern Michigan, or Richmond, whoever it is. We need to, play at the very best top level we can play on every play, and don't give in the fact that we may have a lead or, a team has not won many games that we're playing. So, in that regard, I was upset because we were a little sloppy, the way we played.
Yeah, and you mentioned that at halftime, that the offense had let some scoring opportunities get away. There's a couple of things that jumped off the page here that just are uncharacteristic. Turnovers and penalties. I mean, it was two big numbers tonight.
Yeah, it sure was. And, I think first couple of years we were here, we'd have a game like that. We're going to lose. I don't care who we're playing. And, we were able to overcome it. But I want that message. I don't want that message going to our team. The message I want is we got to play without penalties, without turnovers, and we'll be a much better team.
We were flashing back. John and I were talking during the course of the game. Chris obviously – some poor decisions tonight on some throws. Four interceptions, certainly not characteristic. But some of the throws seemed reminiscent of the game, the Alabama game, when it was almost as if he was injured. We were speculating maybe he got banged up a little bit again tonight. Did he?
Nope. He was fine. He was just not making very good decisions. And, Eastern Michigan made some good plays. They took some things away from us. And if that happens, pull it down or throw it away, and go do something else, but just don't throw it to them.
Just talk about the defense, though, because they played obviously very well. You hold a team under 200 yards of total offense, you're doing something right.
Well, we did. We played very well. We played good against the run, and we played good against the pass. We had five interceptions, and I think for the most part, shut down their running game and forced them to throw, and then that's why we got five interceptions.
Brian Honfelt, three field goals tonight, one of them from 45 yards at the end of the first half, and I know you got to be pleased to see that. I know it was great for us to see him knock one in that situation.
Yeah, it was. They were jumped off sides and gave us a little break right there, but if they hadn't jumped off sides and, rushed things a little bit, I still think he could have hit it from 50. Which we were trying right before the half. So it was good to see him get settled down and kick one through there.
You had a lot of situations in this game where you had to make some decisions, that up 27-7 and deciding whether to go for it on fourth down or whether to kick a field goal and the penalties involved and all that. Is there sort of an outer limit with Bryant? Do you go and talk to him and say, how far do you think you can kick it? Or how does that work?
Well, not tonight.
Yeah.
But, if it was – the game were really on the line and that situation came up, we do that all the time. And, we're looking at the win. We're taking that into account and, just everything. So, we talk about it probably more than most people think.
Interesting. I know you got some guys into the game that got in for the first time. And we were talking about Alan Strong coming in and getting an interception in his first appearance. I know you probably – ideally would have liked to have gotten more time for some of those guys, but still at least you got some guys some snaps tonight.
Well, we did. There's a situation, I think, where, one time we threw an interception. If we were to even control the ball and punted it down there, we'd have gotten our second team defense in there a lot earlier, and that would have been a very good thing to do to get them some experience, playing time, and, just have them ready, because probably somebody on that second team defense is going to have to play for us this year.
Mm-hmm. And now finally we go on the road for the first time next week. An Auburn team that's playing down in Gainesville right now. 3-1 start out of the gate. And certainly, I know there's some disappointment in the way some of the things were played, but you're in very good shape right now and a lot to be encouraged about.
Sure. I was telling the team we can all think about Auburn now. We couldn't last week against Eastern Michigan, but we can think about them now, and we're going to get ready and we're going to work hard, and we got some things to fix up, but I think our guys will respond to that, and I think they want to go down to Auburn and play well.
I know you're not a doctor and you don't play one on TV, but what do you think the chances are Jeff is ready by next week?
It's a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, those high ankle sprains are about as predictable as a hurricane or, you know, an earthquake.
Don't mention hurricane when you talk about Auburn.
Oh, gosh.
You remember that, don't you?
I do. That was horrible.
It sure was. Well, congratulations, Coach.
Thanks, Joe.